I think it's, there's two. There's a representative, and then there's a site. What's the word? Hold on a second. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. I'll remember it. I just had it on my tongue when you asked.
I'm afraid you're getting noise, but okay. Well, like I say, I have a special place in my heart for teachers. I don't think teachers are respected enough, and I really have to pay you.
Well, in Singapore, they're paid the same as doctors. They're revered just as much as doctors. And when Singapore had the, during the recession a couple of years ago, they taxed the rest of the population. Doctors who get paid their regular wage when everyone else is doing wage. It's professional standards, and it is a profession in those countries. It's a profession here, but it's considered like being a doctor or a lawyer in those three countries.
I'm not very getting it, Jeff. What are you using? How many watts? What is it?
It's 50 watts, but there's a lot of buildings and topography between me and you, so that's probably what's causing the problem.
Alright, I don't know what you have for an antenna, but you should be making better than that. How much more do you say? Do you know where Jane Addams Vocational High School is? That's where my mother was for many years.
I don't. Which borough is it? Bronx?
Yes, in the Bronx. I believe it's right where you are up against Houston Allen, Gun Hill Road.
Look it up. It may have changed names, but it doesn't ring a bell, but there's a lot of schools in that area.
Yeah, I look it up and get back to me. You may know her. I don't know when you became a teacher, but maybe you were past. I don't know. But, I'm excited. What can I say? I know it's possible they
changed.
One thing. One thing only. I was there with girls, and then about the time she retired, his father was an earth science teacher in the school I went to. I may have had his teacher, but I don't remember. He taught earth science. You know where Basic High School is in Queens? It was considered one of the best schools I went to.
Very good. It's called Chapter Representative. That's the title of the head UFT representative. And there's also sub-representatives below them, but there's one main contact.
You got it right. She was Chapter Chairman, my mother. Jeffrey, my mother was Chapter Chairman. Ordered up, you're right.
I think it's not chairman, it has a different, it's chapter, they're chapter representatives. Those are the one or two people that report to the chapter leader or something like that. I think they've changed the name since your mom was a teacher, but it's similar to that name.
Okay, Jeffrey, and to Wheel. Very good. I'm missing some strikes, especially the 60s, and it may be a union in general, it may be interested in unionizing places. Today, I think unions in general are not doing as well.
Now, less than 10% of the workforce is unionized. They made sense when companies were taking advantage of people in the early 1900s and late 1800s working 14-hour days, kids working, and stuff like that. And it made sense to band together to change the status quo, but with YouTube and all the video cameras out there and everything and the internet, no company can get away with abusing their employees, and the marketplace will dictate that if you're a bad employer, people will leave you and they won't come to you. So I think unions are just overhead. I don't quite see the value of them, to be honest.
All right, Jeffrey. Well, I disagree with you, but that's okay. Anyway, I can't say much more. I told you, they still have 5:30 today.
Okay.
The teachers have to teach. So, I think it was maximum 32 kids in a class.
Yeah, it depends on the day. We usually have one or two prep periods, so we either teach five or six classes. Actually, we teach five, I should say, all the time, because the science and history, our teachers who come in, we just teach ELA and math, so we teach four periods plus a reading block, so we teach five periods a day, so you're right. The positive thing with unions is that if the teacher, the principal is abusing you or doing something wrong, they can come to your defense in a very strong way. I'm actually applying to be a chapter representative. That's the person below the chapter leader. To be honest, I don't like being told to have to take money out of my paycheck to pay for a union. It should be voluntary. I don't like being have to take money out automatically and put it into the retirement fund, which gets a 4% return. I can make 9% in a 401k. So I just like when choices, I don't like when choices are taken away from me. That's kind of the way I feel, at least in the DOE, that they just mandate that you have to be a member of the union and you have to be in the TRC, Teachers Retirement Fund.
Well, I kind of agree with you, Jeffrey. I don't like being told have to do this or have to do that. Crazy rules, I know. You know, I'll tell you something along that line. About 4 or 5 years ago, I became disabled. I'm in a wheelchair because I have diabetes and I lost both my legs. So I'm a double paraplegic. I guess if I was born that way, it would bother me. But now I feel like I have no independence, because I have aids in here that are paid for by insurance that have to take care of me. I'd rather be able to take care of myself, Jeffrey. I think you understand.
I understand more than you realize. I have diabetes type 1 and starting to feel tingling in my toes. I'm afraid it's beginning of neuropathy. My blood sugar has been under control and it's decreased for some reason. My pump isn't working right, so I'm going back to the doctor. I think I'm becoming more insensitive to insulin and that's difficult. So, yeah, that's my son is losing body parts like you have, so I feel really bad for you. I'm sorry about that. K2MIT for ID. It's been a long time, and I apologize. I'm very bad with names. Please remind me your name.
Okay, Jeff. Jeffrey. Name is Rich. Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel, and it's quite okay. No, I understand where you're coming from. Type 1 is not good. I have type 2. And all my friends have it. I don't know why. They say it's on the increase. And a lot of doctors are thinking that it has something to do with the intake of not sugar, but what do you call it? What do they use? Corn syrup. Because corn syrup does not metabolize like cane sugar. They're not sure. Yeah, Jeffrey.
In general, the working theory is the who are getting overweight because the more overweight you get, the more difficult it is for your pancreas to produce insulin and support the weight. So that's a leading indicator. I don't know about corn syrup so much per se, but not a doctor. Doctor told me. I'm at touchdown. I'm clear on your final. Nice to speak to you, Rich. Sorry, I forgot your name. Have a great day, and hope you get along okay. To be honest, my worst fear is that I will be in the same position as you in a few years. So I think about it every day. I appreciate you as well. Always nice to speak to you. K2MIT, clear.
Okay, Jeffrey, very good. I'm always up at this hour. So, if you're going into work, give me a call. We'll come in right away. K2MIT, and to you, have a nice day. Really.
Okay, thank you. I will. I have 2 weeks of school left, and then I don't think I'm waking up this time, but I will definitely do that. And to EO, K2MIT out. Take care.
See you later, Jeffrey, and to Leo.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Thank you.
listening? And so RBC Mobile listening, is that frequency? Good morning. Nothing heard, and so RBC clear.
Tonight at 8:30, WQVL repeater system. net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Thank you.
Kilo are you testing?
Tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system.
WB2MSB.
WB2MSB. KD2ESY. Hello, Patrick. Sound like you're out in an open field someplace. Or you have your head out the window as you're driving.
Andy.
I don't know who Patrick is. This is Maury. The only Patrick I know is, I think it's WB2 CPR. I'm up here by Smith Haven Mall waiting for the XYL to get out.
Sorry, Maury. I got some wires crossed in my brain that time. The WB2 threw me off. I'm just running out for a quick bite to eat someplace. Where am I? By the West Marine. I think I'm going to even try something as ridiculous as Kentucky Fried Chicken.
All right, well, that's better than what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say Five Guys. Did you ever get your MD-380 straightened out?
I thought your name was Bubba. That's who I was. Started to salivate, and then I thought to myself, I want to live a little while longer, so I think I'll go get some chicken. As far as the 380, no. My son is going to put a new computer together for me. And when he does that, I'm going to put the software in there. I still have to get the driver. For some reason, my laptop is not able to get or install the driver correctly. Something wrong. Maybe the service pack is not correct. But my son's going to put a computer together, and then I will take care of everything. It's kind of annoying. I tried going on again last week and had trouble.
All right, well, at least you got the basic programming in there, so I'm just tooling around. I was up in New England. I was supposed to be down in Florida last weekend, and then I had some issues come up and ended up having to cancel that trip, so we took a weekend up in the Berkshires, and now I'm doing half work, half off today and tomorrow. So anyway, I'll let you go get lunch, and I'll check you later. I'll be around. WP2, MSB, 73 for now, Andy.
Get a real job with it. All right, Maury, thanks. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear your voice. We'll catch you soon. I'll get that thing working one of these days, so KD2ESY will be clear, 7 for...
W2VL repeater. Thank you. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Down also very, very hard after I saw you. I think you remember that. So it's funny, I was coming down that way and I started seeing the crowd and flashing lights. I said, gee, what's going on? And then I thought of you, I said, I wonder where John is. I remember you telling me about the big event. How many teams were there? And were they all from Nassau County, or how large of a group was it?
Well, there's about, I would say, 15 or 16 fields. Not that all of them are used, you know, at once, I'm sure, as they stagger around, but and I'm saying that because St. Paul's has about maybe 10 fields, and the middle school has about, you know, 5 or 6. So it's like really, really a lot of people, a lot of little kids all over Nassau County. There's a lot of towns from Nassau County. It used to be like Saturday and Sunday, you know, but this year they brought it down just for one day. And it's the first time they had buses, because there was even players in the high school, which is like about a mile away. So these little Johnny doesn't get a ride, he can't always get on the bus. That's the first time. So that was good. I was out of there by 3 o'clock. But it was, and it just started, at 3 o'clock, it's just starting to stop. That's my luck. So.
All right. Yeah, I was going to ask how long it went. So at 3 o'clock, well, that's good. So do they have this every year, John? Or because, I don't remember really seeing it. You know, this is the first time. I know that they have a lot of athletic events there, but this is the first time I saw it of that size. I guess it was a fun day, you know. And especially packed it all in one day. Sunday being Father's Day, I guess they didn't want to have it on Father's Day, but yeah, it's good. It's a shame that the weather was not the greatest, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, they have this every year, and always on the weekend of Father's Day. So, and like I said, it used to be Saturday and Sunday, but, you know, last night I thought it was, and somebody said, no, it's just Saturday. I'm like, oh, good. And we started doing that, like, closing down one lane on each side because it was just too hairy. And, okay, every once in a while you hear somebody beeping their horn, just go all the way in the back. But sometimes you get like two teams going across, you know, at one time.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, as I was going through, John, they were stopping traffic because of that. I think it was more than one team, but it was a bunch of kids. that orange color shirt. I don't know what school they were with. It was good. I'm sure you had a good time. Anyway, I was coming back from the PGA Superstore, you know, by the where the racetrack used to be. I went there to get some of those practice golf balls, as well as I needed a head cover for one of my clubs that I lost. And they had a couple used ones there, so I picked one up. And that's when I ran into it. All right. So, what else is going on? How was the rest of your weekend?
Yeah, okay. Sunday, I drove my son to what year? 92? Something like that? Yeah, 92, I think it was. And it was, he started a cruise to Bermuda, which lasts like a week. So I gotta pick him up on Sunday again. The problem with that was that coming back, it took me 2.5 hours to get home, because I was in the LIE and it was like bumper to bumper. So I took Clearview to get onto the Grand Central. And the Grand Central was backed up onto the Clearview like for a long time. I was like, I wound up going all the way to Hillside. Just traveling down Hillside, which was like pretty good because there was nobody on Hillside. Seems like everybody takes the parkways and expressways, but it was like miles. So. And there was a lot of accidents all over the place. Now, people, you know, not paying attention and, you know, stop and go for someone because they were bumping into each other. Yeah, 2.5 hours. I was like, I was shot. And I drove his car. And he almost, you know, he's got the keyless, you know, so it's a push button. And he had the fob in his pocket. He goes and he leaves. And then I was behind the, I was in the driver's seat. I see on the dashboard, no key found. You know, the engine was running, but like no key found. And I was like, said to my wife, go inside and get him, quick.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit of a problem, John. I can imagine. These kids used to say, yeah. When I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, they could not give me the car that I reserved for the exact same reason. The people who had the car before me walked away with the top, you know, the tequila shaker, and walked over the keys. And they were waiting to either get it back from the guy or get the spare one or whatever they were going to do. But, the things are good, but they can be a pain in the neck. I've seen it on a few occasions going through the car wash. I don't leave the key in the car, and then the guy gets mad at me. But in your case, by the way, if you had turned that engine off, you would not have been able to restart that car. It would have been stuck right where you turned the engine off. Anyway. You know, it's fun to touch it, John. Sometimes what I do, when I come out of the city, if the expressway is bad, I take Union Turnpike. I don't know if you've ever done that. And Union Turnpike, sometimes it's much better than either the expressway or Grand Central. I never take a hillside, yeah, because hillside starts where? Hillside starts out about the Clearview, right? If I remember. Yeah, by that time I'm most home. So, you know, if I'm on Union Turnpike, I stay on it. Back to you.
Yeah, and I was when I was working in Jamaica. I was taking Union Turnpike. The only problem is that during the week. Schools let out, and there's school buses all over the place. Okay, I'm tired of that. when I take a bad Union Turnpike, when something happens to, you know, like the Jackie Robinson, and I just take the Union Turnpike through to get over back onto the Metropolitan area or something like that. So I was doing that. Yeah. So, anyway, it worked out. You'll have fun to be away for a week. Cruising. And then, he was talking about the mopeds in Bermuda. They said, it's so crazy now. People always come back with scrapes and broken bones. And he says, he's not even going to rent the moped. He says, then you'll take a taxi.
Hillside starts, I think, around Leopard's Boulevard. Hey, John. Just left your neck of the woods. I was at 227? 224 7th Street in Garden City at an MRI place.
I didn't recognize a voice. It might be JR if I remember. W4NYS, one of those guys. Anyway, so if you recognize, I guess John will pick you up. I tell you, you're right, John. I've seen many people come back from Bermuda on crutches and all that stuff. It's two things. It's the moped, and it's also driving on the wrong side of the street. A lot of people are not used to it. So they end up on the incoming traffic. And you never know what's going to happen after that. How old is your son, John? I'm curious. So, go ahead, back to you, John.
Oh, he's a little guy. He's like 40 years old. And, so, yeah. my oldest son. And that is JR. And then, you know, Hillside, I see, like, by the Roslyn Bridge on Northern Boulevard, I see where Hillside ends. 25B, I think it is. Something like that. Somewhere around there. It starts and I guess it goes. But I made it home. I made it to Marcus. I just took Marcus in, and that pulled me over right to Jericho Turnpike, and then it went down the start of Old Country Road, and I was able to do that. But man, it's heartbreaking. Like you get on the expressway, bump and a bump. You get on the parkway, bump and a bump. JR, back to you. Send 2EB.